John Schmelk, 201-939-4513. That's your telephone number. Give us a call. Talk some Giants football right here on Giants.com. Hashtag Giants chat if you want to participate on Twitter. And, Paul, we're getting ready for one of the biggest games of the year. Unfortunately, not quite as big as it could have been if the Giants didn't drop another game back in the standings last week, losing to Pittsburgh. Now three games back of the Cowboys in the NFC East. But this game is still so important for playoff positioning, even if it is not for the division, Paul. If the Giants lose this game this week, they're in a situation where they almost have to go 2-1 the rest of the way if they're going to make the playoffs. And given the schedule, two games on the road in the division, the Lions here at home, that would not be easy. A win against Dallas would provide a nice little cushion, a nice little margin of error for the final three games of the year.
Well, yeah, they're trying to hold on to that cushion is really what you're saying, John, because a loss on Sunday means they're not going to have very much room for error at all the rest of the way. But I do want to say this. I mentioned it to David Deal on the MSG show on Wednesday. I do think you have to guard against all your eggs in one basket. And I think there's such a thing as overemphasizing the importance of this game, John, because if you look at this as a be-all, end-all game against Dallas, yes, I understand the division, it would be blocked up and everything else, but I'm not even thinking that right now. I'm thinking about the Giants are trying to make a playoff push. And if you go into this game thinking that everything about this season rests on this game and you come up short, even if you play well,
then what does that do mentally the rest of the year?
I think that's crippling.
Yeah, I agree.
So to look at this Dallas game as like a pre-playoff Super Bowl, to me, would be a horrible mistake because you don't want to overemphasize things, understanding that if something does go wrong and you lose the game, even if you play well and come up short, the Giants still are in complete control of their own destiny.
In fact, I will make the argument right now, and I kind of tested this around the building yesterday to make sure I wouldn't be laughed at when I made this point, but I'll make it now. Next week's game against the Lions, in terms of assuring a playoff berth,
keep going,
far more important than the game this Sunday against
Without
the Dallas Cowboys.
Without a doubt.
It's not close.
Not even close. If you said to me right now, and I will never advocate, please, folks, don't misunderstand. You want to win every game you can. And the Giants really could help themselves and do themselves a great favor by beating Dallas on Sunday. There is no question about that. But if you said to me, which game is going to mathematically help the Giants out wild card wise, it is the Detroit game that holds more mathematical positives than the Dallas game.
Because right now, and we talked about this on the show on Tuesday when Lance and I were hosting, if the Giants lose to Detroit next week, they will literally lose the head-to-head tiebreaker with every single potential team they could go head-to-head with for a wild card bid. So that's really all that needs to be said. Okay, now that we understand what's at stake, let's talk about the game itself.
Okay,
Jason Pierre-Paul, obviously not playing. We've touched on that the entire week. We know the three guys that are going to be stepping in for him. And to me, Paul, I'm more concerned about missing what JPP brings as an edge setter and as a run stopper than I am as a pass rusher. And I understand he's been one of the best pass rushers in the league over the past few weeks. I get all that. But because of the way the Cowboys play and because of Ezekiel Elliott's ability to get outside, use that speed, and make big plays. I went back with Carl Banks and I watched the tape this week. I would say 75% of his big runs starts inside, the end crashes down, or overcommits outside, and he bounces outside. So the play of the defensive ends in the run game are so important, and I think that's why you'll see Kerry win a lot in early downs.
Agreed.
Because I think he's the best of that group.
Agreed.
Stopping the run. But boy, JPP is so underrated in that aspect of his game, and I hope that we don't see this week and feel the loss there more than the Giants do in terms of the pass rush.
One way to stop that's with a five-man front. You go with a four-man downline front, and you sneak Devon Kennard, your strong side backer, up near the line of scrimmage.
You put him right outside of that left end.
Virtually a five-man front. And if it were me,
good point.
And I'm not Steve Spagnuolo. We may both be Italian, but I'm not him.
Thank goodness, by the way.
We both share pasta plates, though. I will tell you, that's what I would do.
Okay.
I would tell Dallas, okay, it may be windy and cold and nasty. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? But I would say, okay, Mr. Elliott, okay, great stud offensive line. Here's our four-down lineman. Here is our stud, big, strong linebacker on the outside. We're going to sneak him up right out there, and basically I'm going to have a five-man front, and I'm going to tell Mr. Prescott, guess what? Ezekiel, your best friend, he's out of the game. You try to beat us. That's what I would do.
We'll continue to discuss the game on Giants.com. For those of you watching on Twitter, thanks so much for joining us. If you want to watch the rest of the show, check out the Giants mobile app or go to Giants.com. And, Paul, further to that point, I think this is also going to be a big Landon Collins game. You're going to see him in the box an awful lot. There are going to be a ton of plays where that Cowboy offensive line gets to the second level and they get a block on a couple of linebackers. They're that good. It's just going to happen.
Of course
it
is. But
you know what that means? Landon Collins is going to have to make some tackles here one-on-one with Ezekiel Elliott to prevent 3- and 4-yard runs from turning into 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-yard runs.
It will, and Collins is going to want to be very aggressive in doing this, and the problem with that is he will leave the rest of his guys on an island, and the Giants will have a lot of man-to-mans back there because you can zone if you're going to be bringing him in because, let's face it, Andrew Adams has done well, but he doesn't have great speed. He does not have great range. So that means there'll be a number of cases in this game where your corners, whether they're two or three on the field at one time, are going to be manned up. Now, that means two things. A, they better be darn good in their blanket coverage, which